Good morning, MGTOW man. I had a really interesting experience lately, and I just tend to sort of not mix with people because there's so many people and their lives just revolve about gossiping, you know? And I'm thinking there's a whole entire galaxy of really amazing shit going on, and some people, the only thing they can do is just going, oh, well, I heard this about this person, I heard that about that person, blah, 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 blah. So you get, you know, the two people actually aren't interacting, they're actually talking about a third person who's not there, you know. And it's called triangling. And so, you know, when you get the opportunity to make a new friend, that's an opportunity to sort of, I wouldn't throw myself at it, but I would be at least open to the opportunity. And so subject to further evaluation, you know. And I came across a person from my past who I had minor sort of dealings with, and I've got the magic talent of being able to press the buttons of bloody pastors, and they go absolutely purple with rage in seconds, you know, balled up fists, everything, you know. And that's because I don't have, I've sort of deprogrammed myself from all religious and cult based sort of bullshit, you know. Oh no, you know, the decomposing kike in low Earth orbit he's outraged, and you're the one who's jumping up and down screaming about it. So, you know, where's the fucking deep space kike, you know? When's he putting in an appearance? And you know, that sort of, I'm outraged because you said that, you said this, you know, you've offended God. Well, which God's this? Is the God of the Jews? Well, you're not a fucking Jew, so fuck off, you know. Oh, God, you know. This childish, displaced, detached, disembodied entity, you know. And it's not to say that I don't have sort of, this is supposed to be a short story today, but I've seen things, you know what I mean, that are pretty full on. And yeah, I have a great sense of the cosmic consciousness, but not of the sort of prescription variety, you know. So anyway, well, not of any sort of particular sort of variety. Because the Jew cult is basically the bylaws of Babylon were ripped off, and everywhere the king said, King Hammurabi said, they scrubbed out his name and wrote, we our deity said, we the priests said, you know. So you'll find that six or eight books out of the Old Testament, out of the first 11 books of the Old Testament, are almost wholly or are substantially or are significantly in portion, word for word copies of the bylaws of Babylon, you know. So, you know, the Jew cult's just bullshit based upon fucking plagiarism, you know. If that was, if someone was to, you know, if someone was writing say, a university exam on theocracy, and the Code of Hammurabi was the benchmark, and then they submitted the Old Testament, you know, that wouldn't pass the fucking test. If it's for plagiarism, it wouldn't pass any sort of fucking scrutiny, you know. So, you know, anyway, this person one day, oh, I forget exactly what she was outraged about, you know, and, you know, so she was sort of so angry, this person was so angry, she was in just about in tears and just furious, you know. And she said, I'm going to pray to Jesus for you, you know. So she's going to pray at Jesus for me, you know, because I'm a sinner. Oh, will you bring his 12 boyfriends too? Ooh, yeah. God, look at that thing. And anyway, I ran into this person, and I ran into another person, and you know, this person, because I just sort of look at things and go click, 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 you know, and then with a whole heap of ideas, and then I re-refine those ideas and get them down to pretty fucking shit-hot outcomes pretty quickly, you know. And what I did is I came up with a way to turn like a dead-end sort of venue into a sort of a social draw card, you know. And and I worked out a lot of really clever stuff, you know. And I also, through finding and refining, or finding and refining and refining, you know, worked out how to get the most sort of spectacular effects, and to do it on an extremely low budget, and to make it really, really simple to do. And and part of this process was that because we live in a big country and it's a long way to anywhere, I put it to this person that there's all sorts of methods to achieve a particular result, but I came up with an option that was not exactly experimental, but it would be require some sort of experimentation to try. And you know, and to get the right formulation and to get the sort of right kind of outcome, as in product performance. And that can be done in sort of terms of chemistry and all this other sort of business, but it can also be done as, you know, try these different ratios and apply it and see how it works on a bit of scrap material, you know. And just write down the amounts and determine the outcome and go, does that look like what we want, you know, then just suck it and see, you know what I mean? And so because this person had sort of dropped out of contact, and they were heading off to this place, and they said they're going down there on Monday, and it was late Sunday, and so I sent them an SMS, I sent them an email saying, you know, this is what I've got to do. If you tell me what hours that you're going to, what time you're going to arrive there, and what times during the day you're going to be free to do the pickups, while you're driving down there, I can find out who has what. Because, you know, there's New Year's Eve, there's all this COVID shit, and a lot of places are closed down, and fucking who's got what in stock and who hasn't, and all this sort of shit. So while this person's on the road, I can be finding out who's got what, you know what I mean, and then arrange for a pickup so that when they come back, all they have to do is rock up, it's pre-packaged, and they pay the money and then grab the gear and come back, you know. And so I sent them that sort of information on a Sunday night, and and I didn't hear back from them, and I didn't hear, you know, sent them a couple of messages on the Monday, made a few attempts to make a few phone calls, you know, a couple of SMSs, an email, you know. No fucking response Monday, you know, got a phone. I found that, you know, I could have gotten the basic material from a hardware supplier at about, say, $35, $38 a kilo or litre, and I managed to find a place that could supply the raw material at $55 for 5 litres, you know, and you know, and I thought, well, that'll do everything we need, and there'll be a bit extra, and I could probably use that, you know. And, you know, so I put in all this effort, and this person wouldn't contact me back, you know. And I thought, well, fuck, you know. It doesn't take 3 days or 3 weeks or whatever, you know, to make a fucking 3-minute phone call. You know, it doesn't. You just pull over on the side of the road going, oh, hello, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll be here, there. And then I'll be coming back, you know, I'll be free after 3 p.m. So that means I can find out what their opening hours, you know, if I know what their opening and closing hours are, I can say, well, you know, the manager there, he's got the stuff in stock. He leaves at 4, but if you get out at 3 and if you can get there by about 3:30 p.m., you can do the pickup, you know. All that sort of stuff's arranged. Everything, and this person just fucking dropped it and dropped it and dropped it, and I kept saying to them, you know, I kept sending them a number of SMSs saying, look, I need you to stay in contact with me. This is a collusive sort of project, and I need to know your movements so that I can tie in the pickup for you, you know, because they don't know what they're after. I do, and I've got the time to, you know, research on who's got what in stock and at what prices and at what locations, you know. And you know, this person and I said, basically, you know, this entire sort of distributed. It's like sort of, instead of having one great big power station, you have a distributed network of power generators, you know. And well, this person has a distributed sort of employment base over a large area, you know. And I said, basically, in 3 to 5 years, if this I really believe this could be a good turnaround point, you know, to turn resources that aren't being used into useful things, and to get people coming back when no one is coming. You know, basically, you know, the last few old people, you know, they're sort of tottering around with one foot in the grave type thing, and as they drop Dad, the place is closed down and gets sold off. And I said, you know, in 3 to 5 years, you're not going to have a fucking workplace, you know. And, you know, so, you know, so I did really put the effort in to sort of maintain that sort of thing. And I said, look, you know, if you're not going to fucking get back to me, well, then, you know, I'm considering withdrawing my support on this. And, you know, because I'm not going to be left in the lurch when, you know, you when you have had more than enough time to fucking give me a response, you know. And so another couple of days went by, and then I just said, look, you know, I've put in sort of not progressive ultimatums, but saying, you know, you've got to come to the party on this, you know. And if you don't, then, you know, that shows that you lack respect for me and you have no commitment to the project, you know. And, you know, if you lack respect, if you're not prepared to treat me in a way that's fucking, you know, respectful, then you can just basically fuck off, you know. I didn't use those words, but those were that was the sort of general sort of thrust, you know. And so I kept sort of marking it up a notch, up a notch, up a notch, and after about 4 or sort of 5 goes, you know, and no responses over about 4 days, I just said, look, I've put in the effort to communicate with you, you've said and done nothing, so I'm formally withdrawing from this project and no longer wish to have any dealings with you. And then it came back, oh, well, oh, I told you I'd be back coming back through this place on Thursday. And so what this person did, it's Mr. Sleaze. And so what this person did is, and I challenged them on that. I said, you know, you've had 4 days to get, 3 or 4 days to get back to me over this, to coordinate the plans and to get things done. And, you know, it doesn't take, you know, 3 days or 3 weeks to make a fucking 3-minute phone call. And, you know, you said you're going to this district on Monday. And so when it comes down to this sort of, I didn't say these words exactly, but what I meant is when you're so fucking arrogant that you're dismissive and you're not coming to the party and you're disrespectful towards me, you know, and you change the story, because I have no recollection of, you know, this person saying they're going to be there on Thursday when it was, you know, they only said they're going to be there on Monday. I thought, well, this is not worth taking a hit for my integrity. This is not, you know, and I'll bust my ass to help people, but when they go, oh, yeah, mate, oh, fuck, oh, I'll look into it, oh, yeah, mate, and they do nothing, and they say nothing, and they deliver no results, and they don't get back to me with anything, you know, and it happens a couple of times with no reasonable sort of excuse, then I just say, fuck you, bye, you know. And so I've done that with this person, because the hit to my integrity is not worth it. And, you know, it's, you know, and because I can do negotiate deals over the phone and people tend to trust me, and because I've lined up a pickup and this person's just fucked me around, you know, they've sort of put me in a bad position. You know, they're showing me up as a bad light, and I have to sort of explain my way. The person who's going to turn up hasn't, you know. And, you know, yeah, so, yeah. But it just has to be that way, you know. You can't afford to fucking be, you know, fawning all over this bloody person endlessly trying to get a simple fucking yes or no I'll be there in that district, you know, that day, and I'll be busy, booked in, say, from 11 till 3, but after 3 I can fucking, I'll be free, and I'll be able to do the pickup then, you know, because you've supplied the time and the date and the prices and the, you know, found the best price and the cost of the materials and all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? I've done that sort of stuff, and then they haven't come back to me. I've just said, no, fuck it. You know, you can just fuck right off, you know. So that's the thing with MGTOW men, you know. There's, you don't take shit from people and you don't take shit from women, you know. You know. Bye. So that's a good thing, you know. And this person was also going to pick up some gear from, had offered to pick up some gear from a bakery for me, and, you know, this sort of remote bumfuck nowhere bakery a long, long, long way away. And I sent the message to this bakery. I said, look, you know, this is what the competition is putting on the market. This brand bread, and these are the, you know, under what brand names and all this sort of stuff, and these are the people who stock it. But it's a really good bread, and it's a low carbohydrate bread, meaning it's only got about 5 grams of carbohydrate for every 2 slices, and it's that's really important, you know, on a health basis. And because this bread is made from all sort of really filling sort of, it's not, that's basically, there's no sort of wheat flour in it, you know, but there's a lot of highly nutritional stuff. And it's a brilliant bread. And so what I did was I said to the bakery, I said, you know, I've got a friend coming up that way. And if you can tell me what your bread's like, you know, how much, because all the food has to be labelled in Australia. It all has to be labelled with the carbohydrate content, you know, fat, sugar, salt, you know, carbohydrates, all that sort of stuff on a list on the back of the packet. And, you know, yeah, just lost in thought. And so this person was going to come back through this place where this bakery was and get me some of this gear, and I said to the said in the message to the fucking bakery, you know, I said, if you can tell me what the carbohydrate content of your bread's like, I'll consider buying half a dozen, you know, paying for half a dozen loaves, you know. And I didn't hear back from the bakery, so I'm thinking, well, they've either got a fucking communication problem, but I looked at the photographs of the staff in the photo and I thought, these people look like, oh mate, you know, give us your money, oh mate, good to see you, fucking. But then they don't deliver on the back end, you know, behind the counter. Behind the back end, you know, when it comes to sort of relaying information on, which should be on their fucking bread packets anyway, you know, they're saying and doing nothing, and I don't know why they didn't respond, but I kind of looked at the people in the photos and I thought, there's something wrong with these people. I don't like the look of them, you know, just the sort of fucked up crazies from small towns where there's lots of drinking and lots of gossiping and all the bullshit, you know what I mean, and they just don't look well, you know, they don't look sort of sane and stable. And, you know, so on the basis of this fucking person sort of essentially, you know, leaving me hanging out to dry, which I said, I'm not going to fucking go along with this shit, you know, and also the bakery failing to respond in a reasonable, timely information with a few little bits of information, you know. I just said to this person in an email, I said, don't bother with the bread either. you know, you've done your dash with me and I want nothing more to do with you. So that was a good thing, you know, don't compromise with shitheads. And yeah, the other thing was that so windy. The other thing is that up here we've also got a postie who's just a fucking shithead, and he does things like, you know, just fucks people around. They can't help themselves. It's let's play button press with the fucking customers, you know. And yeah, according to the delivery contract, the package was supposed to be delivered. And because of all this COVID shit, you could have the delivery fucking, the need for a signature on delivery, you know, no contact delivery, you could have it left in a safe space. And the guy refused to deliver it, and he tried to get away with, you know, oh fuck, so I ran it up the bloody management's ass, you know. And then I circumvented him. And yeah, a little bit tired of Australia Post and their shit, you know. You know, the contract that's not really a contract because, you know, it just says it on the fucking web page. It doesn't mean they're going to do it. So, yeah, I stood up for that fucking crap too. And that's very good. So back to business. And if you notice, the wonderful double chin is going, as are the man tits and gut. And that's a good thing. I've discovered but sometimes there's so many things to think of and do, and time's a little bit thin, and, you know, you got to do, you know, lots and lots of running around kind of is a bit of a disincentive for anything other than the absolute basics, you know. And so, you know, I tend to do the very basic sort of things, you know, and with diabetes, you can, but apparently it's really bad for you, but, you know, so you don't do much of it, if ever, and you don't do it for a long period of time, and you don't do it over a long period, sort of years, otherwise you end up very sick and dead, you know. And so there seems to be a bit of a taboo on having fruit, you know, because the fructose, the sugars, you know. And I said I'm prepared to sort of confront that, because I think a little bit of fruit here and there is highly nutritional. And so it's not so much the fruit, it's both kind of the type of fruit and how much you have of it, you know. And there's some fruits that are fairly low in sugar, you know, carbohydrates, and some fruits that are really high in sugar. And so you can actually have a little bit of fruit, and you can also, A, have a little bit, and you can also mix it with a lot of other stuff so that, say, over a kilo, there's only 10 grams of fucking carbohydrates in it. And one of the things is, rather than getting a juicer machine and all that shit, I've got all that, but, you know, what the essential thing is that you can actually poke you get about a cup of water, and you get a cucumber, chop that into pieces, and a whole apple, and then drop that into the blender and just blend the fuck out of it for like 30 seconds, and you end up with a really good drink that's highly nutritional, and it's got all the goodness of the whole skin, everything, you know, You don't peel your fucking cucumbers, for Christ's sake. Fuck, must you? And so you can have a, you can peel, you can have your whole cucumber. You can have, you know, one apple mixed with that, and you know, you can drink it. That'll make about a litre of vegetable drink, and you know, that's quite good. That's quite a good hit of nutrition and fluid. So that's the and if you get those little plastic sort of containers, you can do say 10 litres at a time, you know, and fill up 10 containers, and then wash and clean the containers when you finish with them and reuse them. And you know, that's a very good sort of thing to take before you go out for some exercise, you know. So the exercise will burn off the bloody carbohydrates rather than letting the blood sugar levels rise, and you'll get a whole heap of fucking nutrition from it, which is good. So that about ends this morning's, you know, lecture from heaven. And thank you very much, Big Town Man.